Who owns the Nile? Leaders from Egypt, Ethiopia, and Sudan are meeting today in Washington to sort that out. They're trying to hammer out an agreement on a decades-long dispute over a multi-billion-dollar dam project in Ethiopia. It's become a point of pride for Ethiopians, but its downstream neighbors are worried. The World's Halima Gikandi has our story.
When we think about the Nile River, we really think about one country first, Egypt. Kalthoum is one of Egypt's most famous singers, here with an ode to the Nile River. Egypt itself was called the gift of the Nile by the ancient Greek historian Herodotus. The fact is, there are two Niles. One begins in the lakes of East Africa, the other in the highlands of Eritrea and Ethiopia. They converge in Sudan, flow downstream into Egypt and into the Mediterranean. Millions of people rely on the Nile River for their livelihoods, especially in Egypt, which struggles with water scarcity and drought. At least 85% of the country's freshwater supply comes from the Nile. So when Ethiopia decided to build a $4 billion hydroelectric dam, its downstream neighbors were concerned, to say the least. Said Sadak is a professor of political sociology at Nile University in Egypt.
I mean, Egypt is basically the gift of the Nile. So when the Ethiopians began to expand the structure of the dam beyond the earlier expectation, that caused a lot of political tensions between Egypt and Ethiopia.
The Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam is also known as GERD. For Ethiopia, it's a dream years in the making. In the 1960s, the United States funded a multi-million dollar survey of the Nile to explore its economic potential for Ethiopia. But Ethiopia doesn't need the dam for water. It needs it for electricity. Nearly 60% of the population does not have access to it. Shemelis Desu is a water resources engineer who studies the Nile.
Electricity is being rationed. People get electricity in specific days of the week, 2, 3, or maybe 4 days a week, even the ones connected to the grid system. So that's how critical power is for Ethiopia.
Ethiopia began constructing the dam in 2011. Today, it's mostly completed. Once fully operational, the GERD will have the capacity to generate 6,000 megawatts of hydropower. That's a game changer for Ethiopia.
Blue Nile is right at the center of where the dam is in terms of electricity. And by constructing the dam at the border, Ethiopia looks into the potential of getting the benefit by selling electricity to Sudan and possibly Egypt.
But some Egyptians see the GERD as an existential threat. The country fears that the new dam will give Ethiopia too much control over the flow of water in the Nile. Egypt is a country of more than 100 million people. Most of that population lives on just 6% of the country's land. The rest is desert. Sadak says Egypt's concerns are real.
For Egyptians, this is life or death. No water. We are already suffering from shortage of water.
It's not just Egypt that's concerned. Sudan sits between Egypt and Ethiopia. Mohamed Bashir is a Sudanese engineer at the University of Manchester in England. He says the dam could hurt farmers in Sudan who schedule their crops around flood seasons.
These people will basically lose their livelihoods. So one of my arguments now in my research is that Sudan should have some adaptation time to find alternatives for these populations.
The three countries have engaged in on-and-off negotiations for years, but they have failed to reach a compromise. Some of the disagreements are about technical issues. If Ethiopia fills the dam too quickly, it could disrupt the flow of water to Egypt. But the longer Ethiopia takes to fill the dam, the longer it would take to reap the benefits of hydropower. In October, the United States stepped in as a mediator. Bashir says if they can reach a compromise, the dam could benefit all three countries.
When the GERD is built in the upstream, the GERD will have the same role of the High Aswan Dam. So it will regulate the flow to Sudan and will enable Sudan to use water almost all over the year and increase hydropower generation.
For engineers like Bashir and Desu, the dispute over the dam underscores an urgent reality. The Nile River is a limited but vital resource shared by 11 different countries. Their populations are growing and ambitions are competing. But the dam project is also an opportunity to set a precedent on how to share the gifts of the Nile. For the world, I'm Halima Gikandi.